Have you ever stood in a hangar on a Saturday morning, coffee in hand, looking at a half-finished kit on the bench and wondering what the firewall forward section of that airplane is going to look like 10 years from now? That question just got a new answer. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, your rundown of the headlines that actually touch the way you fly. Today we're talking about electric propulsion moving out of the concept airplane world and into the one place general aviation has always innovated. First, the experimental amateur-built category, the kit. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. According to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, the company Magnix has announced an electric powertrain package aimed squarely at kit plane builders. In plain language, if you're building an experimental amateur-built airplane, you may soon have the option to go all electric from the start. Instead of hanging a piston engine on the firewall, you'd be installing an electric motor, a controller, and a battery system engineered to work together as a package. Now, the name Magnix might already be familiar to you. This is not a garage startup. This is the same company whose electric motors have flown on some serious test platforms, including a Cessna Grand Caravan conversion and the de Havilland Beaver on floats up in the Pacific Northwest. These are people who have already put electric propulsion into the air on real airframes carrying real loads. So when they turn their attention to the kit market, that's worth paying attention to. Let's talk about why they're starting here. Because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The experimental amateur-built category is the proving ground of American aviation. It always has been. When you build an aircraft yourself under the experimental rules, you're operating under a different set of certification requirements than a factory new type certificated airplane. You don't need the manufacturer to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in a decade taking a design through full Part 23 certification before you can bolt a new power plant to the front. That matters enormously for electric propulsion. Battery technology, motor controllers, thermal management, all of it is moving fast. The certification process for a standard category airplane is deliberately slow and conservative, and for good reason. But that slowness is exactly the wrong environment for a technology that's improving year over year. The kit world lets builders and manufacturers iterate. It lets the technology mature in the field, in real airplanes, flown by real pilots, without waiting on a certification basis that doesn't fully exist yet for batteries. So Magnix going after the kit plane builder isn't a step down from the big airline scale ambitions. It's a smart move to get airframes flying and data accumulating while the regulatory framework catches up. This affects you if you're a builder or if you've ever thought about becoming one. Let me walk through what this actually changes on your workbench. First, the installation. An electric powertrain is mechanically simpler in a lot of ways. No fuel system in the traditional sense, no carburetor or fuel injection to set up, no exhaust, no ignition timing, no mixture control. The motor itself has very few moving parts compared to a piston engine. For a builder, that can mean a cleaner firewall forward installation. But, and this is important, you're trading mechanical complexity for electrical and thermal complexity. High voltage battery systems are not something to treat casually. The energy in a large aircraft battery pack is enormous, and it does not care about your feelings. Builders going this route will need to take high voltage safety, battery management, and thermal runaway prevention every bit as seriously as a traditional builder takes fuel system integrity. Second, the flying. And here is where you have to be honest with yourself about mission. Electric airplanes today are, for the most part, fantastic at exactly one thing. Relatively short duration flights close to home. Think local training, think pattern work, think the $100 hamburger run that's now the $4 of electricity hamburger run. The limiting factor is energy density. Aviation, gasoline packs a tremendous amount of energy into every pound. Batteries, even good ones, do not come close yet. So the honest picture is that a first-generation electric kit plane is not your cross-country, cross-the-country machine. It's a local airplane, and for a huge number of pilots, that's actually most of their flying anyway. Third, the operating economics, because this is where electric gets genuinely interesting. The cost per hour to run an electric motor on grid electricity is dramatically lower than burning avgies. There's no oil change, no top overhaul, no cylinders to replace, far fewer moving parts to wear out. If you're a builder who flies locally and flies a lot, the math over the life of the airplane can look very different from a piston airplane. You're front-loading cost into the battery and back-ending savings into operations. Now, let me flag something as opinion, and I want to be clear that this is my read, not established fact. I think the single biggest question mark hanging over any electric kit offering is the battery. Specifically, its life, its replacement cost, and its resale implications. A piston engine has a known time between overhaul and a well-understood market for used engines. A large aircraft battery pack is a consumable with a finite cycle life, and the cost to replace it years down the road is the number every prospective builder should be asking about. When you evaluate an offering like this, don't just look at the purchase price and the cost per flight hour. Ask what the pack costs to replace, how many cycles it's rated for, and what happens to the airplane's value when that pack is halfway through its life? Those answers will tell you more about the real ownership cost than any brochure figure. What should you do about all this right now? Honestly, for most of you, the answer is simply watch it. Watch it closely. This is early. The details on price, on range, on which airframes the MagnaX package will fit, all of that is going to develop. But the direction is clear and the significance is real. When a company with genuine flight-proven electric hardware decides the kit plane builder is the right customer to start with, that's the experimental community doing what it has always done, which is dragging the rest of aviation into the future one home built at a time. If you want to read the full announcement, AOPA has the details in their news coverage, and I'd point you to MagnaX directly for the technical specifications as they release them. That's the headline for today. My thanks to AOPA for the reporting. You can always find us at RadioHangar.com. The future of the Firewall Forward might just be sitting on a workbench in somebody's garage right now. Keep an eye on it. Tower out.